your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. Welcome back. It is March 2nd, 2025, and we are here on 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. So we'll do a few announcements, as we like to do. Some of you have written in and asked us what languages the Disciplined Trader is currently translated into. And I am happy to report to you that so far, but we're gathering more foreign translations. So far, we have 9 translations. Now, the current ones that are already in print are Spanish, Portuguese, Czech Republic, Czech language, Japanese, Chinese simplified, and Vietnamese languages. Now, there are several other languages that are in the works, which should be out either later this year. They should be out later this year. I take that back. The ones that should be out later this year are Hindi, Taiwanese, and the Turkish language. So once those are all up and running, those will all be posted on the website. So for those of you that have been asking. Now, I have listed on the website currently the foreign languages for trading in the zone. And so all you guys have to do is go to politiweb.com, books, and then look under foreign translations. And trading in the zone is translated into 15 languages that are already published. There are several more in the works for that book as well. So if you have any questions about where to find them, you can usually just key in, let's just say, the Disciplined Trader Czech language. Same with trading in the zone French language. And the links will normally come up. Most of them are on Amazon, whether they're Amazon.com or Amazon Spain or Amazon Brazil or whatever. But most of them are available on Amazon. A few are still only available through the foreign publisher websites, but we're working on that to get them posted on Amazon as well. So that's that's answers to your emails about that. As for an audio edition of The Disciplined Trader, again, we are still working on that. I know there is one out there on the internet, and that is AI generated, and it is not correct. Guys, you have to understand, we're getting into a new century of technology. But excuse me. But artificial intelligence is just that. It's artificial. And what that means is that the programs, just like trading algorithms, they are coded by people who have opinions. Okay? The artificial intelligence programs are coded by human beings. Human beings who have biases just by being humans. Now, we've already contacted 8 websites just here in the U.S. that wrote AI-generated articles about our work that were completely off base. I know exactly where they got them from. All they did was, whoever used these AI programs, the AI programs just searched the internet, and the first thing they found they incorporated that into these articles. I don't even get it. They were confusing Mark Douglas. There's a Mark Douglas chef. There's a Mark Douglas person who plays, what's that English game? Oh, cricket. Okay. So there's all these other Mark Douglases, and there's another Mark Douglas author who writes weird novels. Okay. Not weird, just, I don't want to say science fiction, but they're just have nothing to do with us. So the AI had incorporated all these other Mark Douglas's information, like where they were born, how old they were, who they were married to, how many kids they had, and it had nothing to do with us. Nothing. Nothing. So please be careful when you're reading anything that has been AI generated, if you even know. And the only way you're going to know what's true or what isn't is to go to the website of the person that you're reading about and not take for granted that whatever you're reading anywhere else on the internet is true. And you really have to be aware of this much more so today and tomorrow, all our tomorrows, than ever before. This is really critical to your trading, guys. And, you know, I'm going to tie this back into crypto later on in the show. But the bottom line is AI is coded by humans, period, the end. There is no computer program that's going to code something that hasn't been initially coded by a person, by a human being, by a living, breathing entity. Okay? Yes, we can create computer programs to create programs. So please don't come back to me and say, I don't know what I'm talking about. The point is, every single computer program that is out there to this day began with something coded from humans. And humans have their own opinions. Look at any algorithms you might use. Those are biased based on who created the algorithms, based on their analysis of whatever market they created the algorithms for. Their experience as a trader or not. I mean, and you don't know who created the algorithm if they have been a trader. So you got to take a lot of this stuff with a grain of salt, guys. This is why I teach you and I say over and over again, you have to think for yourself. Okay? I mean, I should have printed out these articles that were so awful about Mark and I. They were so ridiculous. It was so ridiculous and so stupid, and that's the only word I can think of, that anyone reading this would believe any of this. But the problem is, because people don't do any research anymore, they don't want to take the time to say, well, gosh, gee, did Mark Douglas really play cricket, you know, in England? Oh, I never knew that. And then you start spreading that misinformation around, and that's ridiculous. Come on, guys. Yeah, we've been to London. We love London. Been there a number of times. Mark never played cricket, trust me. He was a hockey guy, period. That's it. And he was a coach for my women's softball league for 10 years. Okay? So he has nothing to do with any cricket playing in London. So come on, guys. You know, you're smarter than this. What is it? Okay, I'm going to ask you now, guys. What would be the downside to you clicking on markdouglas.com? Or polityweb.com. What's the downside to that? I'm not going to know you clicked on our website. I mean, Why is it that you just choose to believe everyone else on the internet, then take 1 minute and say, I'm going to go to the Mark Douglas website and see what it says about him for real? Now, you got to ask yourself that. Why are you trusting anyone else out there than us about who we are? I don't get it. I don't get it. Mark never got it either. He's like, hey, hello, I'm right here. Pick up the phone. Send me an email. And you guys wouldn't do it. You'd go all over the internet and come back to us after you've lost large amount of money or even your trading account and say, well, oh yeah, I was on this website and you know they said you said this and they said you said that. Well, no. Again, why would you listen to anybody else? It's not like we're going to, because you visit our website, it's not like we're going to grab your email address just because you visited our website. We don't do that. Okay? We want you to come and visit our website. I want you to come and see who we are and what we're providing to you today. The new age of trading psychology. This is where it's at. All right? So you got to ask yourself why you're going to listen to anybody else or why you're going to believe any AI-generated information about anyone or anything without doing any research. And that says a lot about your approach to your trading. Now, come on, guys. You're smarter than that. Stop being lazy. You want to be a warrior trader, then act like the warrior that you know you are. You want to be a winning trader, then manage your trading as an adult. Stop waiting for someone to hand it all to you, because that's what you do when you go everywhere else but to the source of any information you're looking for. Because that way you don't have to take responsibility for any actions that go south. I get it. But that's not the mindset of a winning trader, now is it? No, it isn't. So you think about that for a moment, and we'll be back. So, you know, like I said, just think about that, guys. Come on, you know, it's time for you to step up to the plate. And if you have questions, just let me know, and I'll be happy to answer them. All right, so we're going to get a little more uncomfortable stuff out of the way here. You know, since this internet piracy began, and I know you're rolling your eyes right now, but I really need to explain this further. I'm not just sitting over here being crabby about the internet piracy. It's been going on for a long time. But I'm also not going to let it expand. So when my team does find it on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, wherever, you know, we're going to, you know, contact the people who post it, which is what we always do. We give them 2 to 3 weeks to respond. We send numerous emails saying, please contact our office. And what we have done since the beginning of internet piracy, long before Mark passed away, is we ask them to just simply add our website address on their post. We start out saying, we understand it's all over the internet. But we would appreciate you putting our website address on your post. Now, we think that's very fair. And when I say we, I say first it was Mark and I, and now it's Adam and I, my CFO, and the rest of my staff. And I still think that's a very fair approach to this day. We're not going to ask you to take it down if you include our website link, you know, in your byline. And I have to tell you, there's only been one person in all these years that agreed to do that. So hence, that's why we file the copyright claim. I'm sorry, I'm not about to allow people to continue to monetize themselves off of our reputation without something reciprocal. And I think just asking all of those people that post things to post our website link is fair and equitable. You don't know that anybody's going to contact us. I don't know if anybody's going to contact us. But to not even post that implies, number one, that you own the material. The posters own the material, which is completely false. And number two, that implies that we may be endorsing your product, depending on what you've written in your post, which is also completely false. It implies that you knew Mark Douglas, which you did not. And fourth, it's just not appropriate all the way around. So for those of you to come back and send me the really nasty emails you have in the past couple months is unwarranted and unacceptable. And I've let it go. I've usually had Adam, our CFO, write you back and tell you to stop saying those things. But this is a new year. And any negative comments that are extreme are going to be turned over to law enforcement. So I'm just letting you guys know. So please note that any of you that have had a copyright strike on YouTube, we contacted you numerous times asking you to put our website link on your post, and you've all refused. You've never even responded to our request. The only time you respond is after YouTube pulls your post. And then you start crying and saying, oh, please, you know, remove the strike. No, I'm sorry. You had your chance for 3 weeks to a month, and you never once responded. So that just shows how disrespectful you can be. Now, there have been a couple other instances where we removed the strike because these three separate posters agreed to put our website link up there. And they put it up for a week, and then they removed the link. Now, I didn't find out about this because I'm not looking for pirated videos on a daily basis, guys, okay? That's not my life, all right? It's every couple weeks, you know, my staff looks and says, hey, we found this. I'm like, okay, well, do the normal, you know, contact them and see where they're at. So this is not my primary focus, as some of you who had the strikes against them seem to think. That's not my focus. You were given the opportunity to be respectful, which you claim you are, but you chose not to. So these three other posters removed our link, and we put the copyright strike back. So please don't think that you know more than I do, any of you posting or reposting or anything like that, because it may take us years, but we will find it. We will ask you to put our website link on there, which, again, is fair and equitable. And if you choose not to, well, then, you know, we're gonna have to take it down. All right? So, and again, if anybody gets mean in the emails, it's going to go to the authorities. I'm not going to be threatened. So, okay. So now we got that out of the way, because that was kind of a big deal to me, guys. I'm trying to be fair. I know that it's out there, all our materials, but the other part of the equation is it's not the complete picture. And a lot of you posting this are acting as if this workshop or that presentation of Mark's is it. And that's doing a disservice to other traders. And that is not acceptable for me, because that reflects on us and all of our new materials that have come out since those old videos of Mark's. I understand why you want to post it and build your business off of our reputation, because we are world renowned to this day. We set the bar because we created the whole field of trading psychology. And everyone else after us is still trying to play catch up. I get it. Because we are the best of the best at this field because we created it. The only other person is on level with us is Van Tharp. So, you know, just keep in mind, guys, if we send you the email and say, just put our link on there, just do it. Okay? And everybody will get along just fine. All right? So I wanted to clear that up, that I'm not sitting here hounding people. I'm sitting here helping you. I'm here coaching you. I'm here 7 days a week, you know, 10 hours a day to be available for traders to learn how to think like winners and be that warrior every day when they step up to put their first trade on in the markets. That's my primary focus. But in the meantime, I'm not about to allow any piracy to get out of control. I wouldn't be in business and I wouldn't be a business person of any value or merit if I didn't do that. And to any of you that own businesses, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So this is business 101, guys. All right. I run a business here. I own the copyrights to all of our materials. Always have, always will. So this is my business and this is my module. So you want to use our material? We're more than happy to do it together. Just keep that in mind. And the thing is, guys, you know, if you agree to putting our link on your post, you don't know what else we might offer you. I've worked with quite a few guys who called first and said, hey, I'd like to use one of the videos. And I'm like, okay, great. What do you do? And so now we provide them new content on a regular basis. And their YouTube channels are going through the moon in terms of, you know, visitors and likes and all that kind of stuff. So it's not about taking you down, guys. It's about doing it together. That's what it's always been about with Mark and I, doing it together. Let's help each other. Let's grow together. Let's expand our mindsets. Let's have some fun. Okay? So really, just get that through your brain. I'm not sitting here, you know, being a crab. It's just, this is business. This is the way you run a business. You manage your material. You manage things that are on the internet. So you can grow your business and maintain your focus to bring to the investment community whatever projects or services we decide to do. And, you know, if the internet piracy gets out of control and runs amok, especially with AI now, well, you know, it would be insane. So just keep that in mind, guys. Keep it in mind. AI is not the truth. AI is artificial. That's the key word here. Artificial intelligence, still coded by humans. All right? Have questions? Come to me. MarkDouglas.com, PaulaTWeb.com.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
Okay, as I said a little earlier in the show, there's lots of times, guys, when I'm not sure if I'm being clear, and if I'm not sure, although I'm doing my best to think that I am, you know, you guys will send me emails, which really is a blessing, because if you're not grasping the concept, then that only helps me be better. So thank you for all of you that write in and say, I listened to the show, but what are you saying? So I'm going to be a little more clear on this whole crypto platform thing. And again, I'm not anti-crypto. I just want you guys to safeguard your money. Okay? So in the last couple of weeks, I did a little research on what trading platform companies, here in the U.S. anyway, provide trading in cryptos. So you've got companies like Charles Schwab, Robinhood, Merrill Edge, JP Morgan, Interactive Brokers, Ally Investments, like the Ally credit card, of course, TD Ameritrade, which is now Schwab, SoFi, Fidelity Investments, TradeStation, Vanguard, First Trade, and, you know, a number of other ones. So my point being is, guys, that because we talked about this on an earlier show, that, you know, why would you take your hard-earned money and open an account on a crypto platform that you don't know anything about? Okay, I get the seduction of trading crypto. I get it, guys. You know, I mean, I've been a trader since I was 23 years old. I get it. The first time I put on, a trade in the mini T-bond contract, I was so euphoric, it was unbelievable. Okay, I get it. And I made money that day. I think I made 50 whole dollars, but it was my first trade and I'll never forget it to this day. I'll never forget what I felt like. And crypto has the possibility of making some quick profit, even more so maybe in some of the other markets. That's why it's so attractive. I get it. However, as I said in the earlier shows, if you have not done research into that crypto trading platform, you have a possibility of not being able to withdraw your profit or close your account and take all your money out, because a lot of these companies are offshore, like four islands deep. So, however, with that said, if you go through one of these U.S. regulated trading platform companies and they offer crypto trading, you're going to have a little bit of support there, because you're going to know exactly through these U.S. companies, such as Schwab or Merrill Edge or, you know, TradeStation or, you know, Vanguard or whoever you choose, you're going to have a way to back up what you're doing, meaning you will be able to see within those platforms whether or not it's easy to take out your profit with your crypto trading account or not. Okay? They're not going to make it difficult for you. It's all going to be right there in your account with the U.S. trading platform companies. That way you can look at it and say, well, gosh, I can't figure this out. And then you can call one of these trading platform companies here in the U.S. and say, I can't figure out, let's say I want to take out my profit or even just close my account and take all my money out. Can you help me with that? And they're either going to say yes or no. More than likely, you're going to say, well, let's take a look at it together. All right? So think about this, guys. Go through a U.S. regulated company. I'm not saying that you might still you might still be trading through an offshore crypto company or platform, rather, but if you're doing it through a U.S. regulated trading company, it's a lot safer, because you will be able to see up front before you open that crypto account if you can take a percentage of your profit out, or if you have to close your account because you need the money immediately, how easy that would be. You'll know that before you get stuck. Okay? I'm getting more and more emails from you guys asking for my help. Hey, let's do a screen share, and you know, I'll log into my account, and maybe I'm not seeing it. Help me get my money out. I can't do that, guys. Okay, first of all, it doesn't work with them. The crypto platforms won't allow you to do that. It's not like any other computer sharing. Number one, and number two, you should have done your research. Okay, I'm busting your chops here a little bit, but you got to think about this, guy. This is money management. Let's just say you had $5,000 set aside as your rainy day fund or your emergency, mad money, as my mother used to call it. And let's say you took that $5,000 and you opened up a crypto account on some platform, not through a U.S. trading platform regulated company. And all of a sudden, you had a family emergency or a medical emergency, and you needed that $5,000 and whatever profit you've made. Now you go to log in and you want to take your money out or a percentage of it, and you can't figure out how. How are you going to feel about yourself at that time? Now think about this, guys. I'm not trying to be negative here, but this is reality. This is life. Okay? I'm not going to get into, a real sob story here, but there is a guy I know that, lost his wife recently, unfortunately, to a medical emergency. He's got three kids at home. He's got to go back to work. And he had opened a crypto account with their $10,000 in savings. And he can't get it out now. So these things happen, guys. So please, please, please listen to me. I'm not anti-crypto. But what I am anti is traders not thinking before they open an account. Okay? This is what I'm talking about, thinking for yourself. Not listening to your buddies. Oh, yeah, making, 100 grand in cryptos. You got to get on this platform, blah, blah, blah. That's them. Okay? That's not you. You have to think about, what is your lifestyle? Is this discretionary money, or is this money that you can just dispose of, disposable income, if you can never get it out again? And if it's discretionary money, then you don't need to be trading crypto on any platform that you don't even know if you can get your money out of. It's money management, guys. This is money 101. Okay? So you got to be really careful here. So, and one of the things I will say about Fidelity Investments is that back in the 1990s, my uncle on my father's side, Uncle Robert, he retired to Florida, sold his house, and he wasn't a wealthy man, never been on a computer in his life, because it's the 1990s. He grew up in the Depression. His job never warranted computer work. And so he went down to Fidelity Investments in Florida and talked to their financial advisors, and they took 60 grand of it, put it in three separate types of investments. One was a futures account, one was a stock account, and I don't remember what the other one was. It might have been muni bonds. But anyway, he wanted to live off the interest on those investments. And so that's what they set up. Now, the key element here is, now here we're talking about a 79-year-old man. Before he gave them one penny of his money, he said, let's say I need to take all my money out today or tomorrow. How do I do that? A 79-year-old man who was just used to going to the bank and cashing a check. A 79-year-old man who was just used to reading his bank statements every month. And he sat down with that financial investor at Fidelity Investments and said, how do I take my money out if I need it right away? And they told him how. And they wrote it down and they gave him all the forms on how to do it on the computer. So Mark and I bought him a computer. I went down to Florida. I set it up. I set up his account. And my uncle managed that till the rest of his days. So my point being is, if my uncle at 79, who never worked on a computer, can figure out how to take his profit out, how to take his interest out, how to take his money out at any given moment if he had an emergency, then you can too. And there's no reason for any of you not to know now in this day and age. We're talking 2025. All of you probably grew up on electronic devices. So there is no reason for anyone to be trading any crypto platform without having done the research to the you know, greatest extent they can as to how to open the account, how to manage the account, how to take percentage of profit out, or how to close the account and get all your money out. And if you don't research that before you open a crypto account anywhere, then that's on you. And you shouldn't be trading. You shouldn't be trading until you learn how to do that. So it doesn't matter that my uncle sat down with Fidelity Investments in, you know, the 1990s. He knew what he needed to ask. And he asked, how do I get my money out if I need it all at one time? That's it. Real simple. And they printed it out for him and they said, this is how you do it. You go online, blah, 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 blah. We set up the account and that's the way he managed it for the rest of his life. And it's no different with you guys. This is where it's at. You got to think. You got to manage your money. If my uncle can do it, like I said a minute ago, you better be doing it. Okay? All right, we'll be right back. Okay, guys, so in this segment, we're going to talk a little bit about how to connect to your money. And I know a lot of you, you know, in my workshops, you'll say, well, I don't need to connect to my money. I can look on my phone or, you know, my iPad or my computer, and I can see where I'm at any given moment. Okay, that's a fact. I understand that. But that's invisible money. Okay? So, and I know I've said this before, when Mark and I first started out, most of our clients were floor traders because there was no such thing as electronic trading way back when in ancient history, okay, back in the 90s, okay? So traders used to carry around a lot of cash in their wallets, a lot of cash. And they would think nothing of, there would be like maybe 8 or 10 of us, and we would, you know, including Mark and I, and we would get invited to go to the Palm restaurant or Morton Steakhouse, and I'm talking about in Chicago, and, you know, for lunch or dinner. And the Palm was infamous for having great lobster. And I have to tell you guys, I know the way they kill them is inhumane, but, oh, God, I loved lobster. I do, back then, especially. But so the traders would think nothing of each one of them getting a lobster themselves because they love lobster too. And then they would get another lobster just for the whole table to share, along with everything else, the bottles of fine wine and the cocktails and the salad and the soup and, you know, you name it. And so there were those lunches and dinners would literally be, and we're talking, you know, 20 years ago, they would be anywhere from, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 meals. Now, Mark and I didn't pay that because we were the guests, because we were the ones that coached these guys to become successful. So that was kind of a perk for us. And I have to admit it was awful sweet because we usually ended up going home with leftovers, especially the fillets at Morton Steakhouse was just to die for. And their lobster bisque soup at Morton's was just, oh, it was incredible. Yes, I'm having fond memories right now. So my point being is, there wasn't a time ever that any trader that I knew or Mark knew didn't have at least a couple thousand dollars in their wallet in cash. Just wasn't. Now, yes, did they all have credit cards? Absolutely. Most of them had the whatever, the platinum or gold American Express with no spending limit. You know, they all had lines of credit, you know, up into the five or six figures. It didn't matter, because what it was they understood that by having cash in their wallet, they were connecting to the very profit that they were taking out of the markets every day. And a lot of traders today have shied away from that, or many of you younger traders may be listening to this, you've never experienced that. And I'm going to tell you, there is no finer feeling about knowing you're prosperous than being able to whip out hundreds and hundreds of dollars to pay cash for something instead of putting it on a credit or debit card. There is no greater feeling than knowing I'm a trader. I'm a winning trader. And I do this to this day. I don't carry thousands around in my wallet because, first of all, I'm a woman and by myself, and I don't want to be a target. But I will carry a couple $100 because also I'm not going out buying meals for, you know, a table of 10 people either. Okay. But the point is let's just say I take one of my dear friends here out to lunch. We went to lunch on Friday and, we went to Spencer's restaurant in Palm Springs, which is, you know, it's pretty pricey, you know, and the bill came to, I don't know, about $400 and I paid cash. He's an 85-year-old man, and he's my first friend here in California, and I just love him to pieces. And so it was my treat. He always treats me, but I treated him on Friday. So for me to be able to whip out those $100 bills and pay cash was just a reminder and reinforcement to me that I am successful as a trader. And I strongly suggest that you guys start doing this, okay? I can't tell you the beauty of it, because it makes you feel that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and it makes you feel that how you're trading is right. Now, if you have questions about this, you know, let me know. But the bottom line is, guys, you have to start using cash. And cash is not going away, okay? It is not leaving us. They're not going to get rid of it. It's not going to go to digital currency, not in our lifetimes. That there's just too many things that are cash-based for cash to disappear. It's just not going to happen. They're talking about getting rid of the penny. They've been talking about that for 50 years. 50 years they've been talking about it. Whether or not they're going to follow through on it, I don't think so. But who knows? But the bottom line is, cash is not going anywhere. And by having cash in your wallet and using cash, again, that's going visually, spiritually, and emotionally, you are showing yourself that you are making it as a trader. Anybody can have a credit card. Anybody can use a debit card. But if you whipped out $400 for a new TV or $700 for a new washer and dryer, that'd be a big deal for your mental environment, for your belief systems about who you are as a trader. I'm telling you, the most successful traders I know to this day still carry cash. Absolutely. Of course, you know, yes, again, everybody has credit cards and debit cards, but for them, anything less than, say, and every trader has that number in their brain, anything less than $1,500, I pay cash. Anything over that, well, then I want a record. I want that on my credit card. And then I'll probably get some miles out of it too. But the bottom line is, that's my number. Mark's number was 3,000. Robert St. John, the best T-bond trader at the Board of Trade of all time, he didn't have a number, okay? I mean, he would have a great day, and he would go right down to Jewelers Row in downtown Chicago and buy, you know, a $10,000 necklace for his wife. Cash. And I remember there's one time he bought her a Cadillac cash. So my point being is, guys, start connecting to your money. Get some cash, keep it in your wallet. Even if you don't spend it, keep it in your wallet see it there. Connect to it. Feel it. Touch it. Know that you made it. You took that profit out of the market. Give yourself a pat on the back. Make it real, guys. That's what thinking like a winning trader is all about. That's what being a warrior trader is all about. Get that cash, put it in your wallet, and enjoy it. This is Paula T. signing off for another week. We'll see you next week. PaulaTWeb.com, 760-636-4290. Questions and comments, you know where to reach me. I look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. Thank you. Have a great trading week, and God bless.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.